Looking forward to tonight, especially the Bachelor premieres. 7:30 after the project on the Win Network. The host with the most, Osher Ginsberg, joins us. Very good morning to you, Osh.
Matt, man, always good to speak to you. Always good to speak to you. Very excited. It's Bachelor Day, mate. Bachelor Day.
You better believe it. Nick Cummins, of course, a professional rugby union player, and what a champion this guy is. I just love the way he goes about it. He's very, very shy, though, isn't he?
Well, that's the interesting thing. He's a man that can face down a haka, you know, in front of 50,000 angry New Zealanders in Mount Smart Stadium, and then proceed to get tackled quite ferociously for the next 80 minutes. And that's fine. But you put him in a suit and you file 20-something beautiful ladies down the path to him. And he gets all nervous, he gets all giggly, he, you know, kind of loses his words a bit, but at the same time, he's very charming and very present and like, okay, I'm a bit nervous here, says it out loud, goes, okay, let's talk, let's go. It's great. It's really fascinating to watch.
It certainly is. I've seen some of the pre-promos, of course, leading up to The Bachelor and the premiere tonight, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Obviously, he must have been a lot of fun to work with, was he?
Yeah, he's very, very fun to work with. He's a really, really focused man. I mean, I guess you don't spend that long at the highest level of elite sport and not have some of that expensive sports psychology rub off on you. Mm. The client really knows. He really knows how to focus himself. He knows how to set goals. He knows how to achieve goals. He knows exactly what he's doing. And it's funny because, you know, we put a microphone on him and then there's some moments where he's alone waiting for the next girl to come down. You can hear him going, all right, mate, adapt and overcome. you hear him talking to himself. His self-talk's really good.
What can you tell us about the Bachelorettes?
Oh, look, they are magnificent. We have some of the most beautiful ladies, most accomplished ladies in Australia. You know, we've got anyway from a professional lifeguard to radiographers, political advisors, dance teachers, fashion designers, full-on account managers, like lawyers, the whole box of dice. And they're all beautiful and they're all lovely. And you know what's really fascinating, really refreshing for Nick is some of them have no idea who he is. And he's a guy who for the last 10 years of his life, anywhere he's gone out, people have known who he is.
Yeah.
And so it's really refreshing for him, actually. It's really quite good.
The Bachelor Mansion is one of those things I always love seeing as well. Is it a new Bachelor Mansion or is it the same one from last season?
No, it's a new Bachelor Mansion, a brand new Bachelor Mansion. And this one comes with things that we've never had before. Namely, there are 3 alpacas in the backyard. they don't have a ride-on lawnmower. They have 3 alpacas that take care of the grass there. So when you come and go for work, you've got to eyeball them and make sure they know who you are and then you can cross. But you've got to be really careful.
Now, obviously, it's all about the meet and greet tonight. What else can you tell us? What else are we going to see tonight there, Osher?
By the meet and greet, you mean when he meets all the ladies.
Yeah.
Tonight, the ladies, not only does Nick meet a lady, the ladies meet each other. And like any party where people whom you don't know are getting invited, there may be a few personality conflicts and there may be some past history that's followed people into the mansion, not only between the ladies, but between Nick and one of the ladies. But I'll leave you to see what happens there because it is very interesting.
The Bachelor premieres tonight, 7:30 on the Win Network after the project. Make sure you check it out. It's a great series and really looking forward to seeing it. The Honey Badger, Nick Cummins, should be a ripper.